Ches. Mishnah Ches. Amat Stuki Galili. The Stuki from Galil that said, "Koy bavni aleichem prushim." I have a sign against you, prushim. Shatim koytim is a moishel in moishel beget. That he said, and when you write a get, they would say the date, and they would say so and such years to such and such king. And at the end of the get, they write Kedas Moshe Yisrael. This get is written according to the halacha of Moshe and Yisrael. So they made a taina that have you write the present king together with Moshe Rabbeinu. So Omru Prushim, the Prushim answered back, Kolim Onu Oleta Tzuki Galili. We have a taina against you. Sha'atim Koytim is a Moshe L'Mashem Badaf. That you are right, a Moshe, at the also Im Hashem, with the name of Hashem in one piece of paper. And you're writing the Moshe on top and the Shem of Hashem on the bottom. So what do you have time on us for the cover of Moshe Rabbeinu? Why aren't you concerned about the cover of Hashem? Shenema, in the Torah, Shebichzav, the written Torah, which you agree to, it says, Vayim of Paroi, Mi Hashem, 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 Bekoyla, the Shalach of Israel. So it says, by Paro, first it says the name of Paro, and then it says the name of Hashem. So your logic does not hold true. There's a reason that there's a certain order for certain things. When we want the date of the get, we want a date that everybody can recognize, and therefore we have to write the current date. We not a system of dates that people will not recognize, which includes the name of the king. And just like the Torah mentions the name of Paro to tell over the story of Paro. So we finish off the Masechet Yedaim with the end of Paro. Shalokum Baram Hashem Atzadik. The bottom line is, the Torah starts off by saying that there is Paro there, and he's even mezazel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But the end of the story is Hashem Atzadik. So if the end is good, all is good.
Yeah.